to sound like either. It might work, and if he didn't try it, he'd always be wondering. He set out. Soon, a cry like a duck in a power dive was heard among the damp, dark hills. The pre-dawn light was grey on the horizon, and a shower of sleet had made the leaves sparkle when Granny Weatherwax left her cottage. There had been so much to do. What she'd chosen to take with her was slung in a sack tied across her back with string. She'd left the broomstick in the corner by the fire. She wedged the door open with a stone and then, without once looking back, strode off through the woods. Down in the villages, the cocks crowed in response to a sunrise hidden somewhere beyond the clouds. An hour later, a broomstick settled gently on the lawn. Nanny Ogg alighted and hurried to the back door. Her foot kicked something holding it open. She glared at the stone as if it was something dangerous, and then edged it round and into the gloom of the cottage. She came out a few minutes later, looking worried. Her next move was towards the water butt. She broke the film of ice with her hand and pulled out a piece, looked at it for a moment, and then tossed it away. People often got the wrong idea about Nanny Ogg, and she took care to see that they did. One thing they often got wrong was the idea that she never thought further than the bottom of the glass. Up in a nearby tree, a magpie chattered at her. She threw a stone at it. Agnes arrived half an hour later. She preferred to go on foot whenever possible. She suspected that she overhung too much. Nanny Ogg was sitting on a chair just inside the door, smoking her pipe. She took it out of her mouth and nodded.
"She's gone," she said.
"Gone? Just when we need her?" said Agnes. "What do you mean?"
"She ain't here," Nanny expanded.
"Perhaps she's just out," said Agnes.
"Gone," said Nanny. "These past 2 hours, if I'm any judge."
"How do you know that?"
Once, probably even yesterday, Nanny would have alluded vaguely to magical powers. It was a measure of her concern that today she got right to the jelly.
"First thing she does in the mornings, rain or shine, is wash her face in the water butt," she said. "Someone broke the ice 2 hours ago. You can see where it's frozed over again."
"Oh, is that all?" said Agnes. "Well, perhaps she's got business."
"You come and see," said Nanny, standing up.
The kitchen was spotless. Every flat surface had been scrubbed. The fireplace had been swept and a new fire laid. Most of the cottage's smaller contents had been laid out on the table. There were 3 cups, 3 plates, 3 knives, a cleaver, 3 forks, 3 spoons, 2 ladles, a pair of scissors and 3 candlesticks. A wooden box was packed with needles and thread and pins. If it was possible for anything to be polished, it had been. Someone had even managed to buff up a shine on the old pewter candlesticks. Agnes felt the little knot of tension grow inside her. Witches didn't own much. The cottage owned things. They were not yours to take away. This looked like an inventory. Behind her, Nanny Ogg was opening and shutting drawers in the ancient dresser.
"She's left it all neat," Nanny said. "She's even clipped all the rust off the kettle. The larder's all bare except for some hobnail cheese and suicide biscuits. It's the same in the bedroom. Her I ate and dead card is hanging behind the door. And the gazunder's so clean you could eat your tea out of it, if the fancy took you that way. And she's taken the box out of the dresser."
"What box?"
"Oh, she keeps stuff in it," said Nanny. "Memorabilia.
You know, keepsakes and whatnot. Stuff that's hers."
"What's this?" said Agnes, holding up a green glass ball.
"Oh, Magrat passed that on to her," said Nanny, lifting up a corner of the rug and peering under it. "It's a float our Wayne brought back from the seaside once. It's a buoy for the fishing nets."
"I didn't know boys had glass balls," said Agnes.
She groaned inwardly and felt the blush unfold, but Nanny hadn't noticed. It was then she realised how really serious this was. Nanny would normally leap on such a gift like a cat on a feather. Nanny could find an innuendo in good morning. She could certainly find one in innuendo, and boys with glass balls should have lasted her all week. She'd be accosting total strangers and saying, "You'll never guess what Agnes Knit said." She ventured, "I said..."
"Dunno much about fishing, really," said Nanny.
She straightened up, biting her thumbnail thoughtfully.
"Something's wrong with all this," she said. "The box. She wasn't going to leave anything behind."
"Granny wouldn't go, would she?" said Agnes nervously. "I mean, not actually leave. She's always here."
"Like I told you last night, she's been herself lately," said Nanny vaguely.
She sat down in the rocking chair.